Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome in on this Thursday. Glad that you're with us here this morning. And things are, it just seems bright in here this morning. Look at this. Look at this 97.1 sign behind me here on the live stream.
It is bright.
Everything is bright.
Speaking of live stream, I got to bring mine up.
A little too early in the morning. Dan Buck, how you doing this morning?
I am good. Thursday. It's Halloween Eve.
Vacation Eve.
For some of us. Yeah, that's right. I'll be going on a hiatus all next week. I'll be down in Florida playing some old man baseball.
Wow.
That's right. MSBL. Actually, it's not MSBL. This one is called the Roy Hobbs Tournament. 72 teams from across the country come in to play in a 53 and over tournament, and we're back to try to defend a title.
So. Somebody got a bat with a lightning bolt on it.
Yeah, it's all wood. It's all wood bats. Some guys do carve up their own bats.
Really?
Yeah, they really do. They have lathes. They take it serious. But
holy cow.
Me, I'm a store-bought guy. Or actually, I order online.
So. Well, you know, here's the thing. I think maybe at some point in the middle of the week next week, you need to call us with an update.
Okay, I'm happy to
we'll
do
make
that.
You'll be an hour ahead of us. So if we get you in the 8 o'clock hour, you'll be up.
Because
it'll be 9
we
there.
We have 10 o'clock games, so I'm usually heading to the ballpark by 8:30 or so. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You'll be out there limbering up, trying to loosen up, trying so you don't tear anything.
Yeah. We have the potential, like last year, when you go to the title game, you'll play 9 games in 6 days. So your body's like in traction by the end of the week. It's like you can barely, you know, get out of bed. So.
Yeah, but when you're the defending champs, like, is there a bigger target on your back?
Oh, yeah, everybody.
Everybody wants
a piece
you.
Of you. That's right. So pool play is even pretty treacherous, you know, and we've been there before. We've won several. St. Louis has really got a ton of respect in the adult baseball community. We've got a lot of people in this town who play, and we kind of take a, I wouldn't call it an all-star team. It's made up of primarily about 2 teams, but we do pick up players because you need a lot of bodies. I mean, nobody can play that many games in their entirety, so we take down about 22 guys per roster. And we use them all. Everybody, you know, you're playing as many innings as your body will allow because, you know, especially if you're an outfielder and you're running around a lot, you get pretty darn sore.
Oh, I'll bet you do.
Yeah, I don't know how you
Do that, I'll be honest with you. But just to put it in perspective, these are people from all across the country who got together, and your team was the winner of all of it last year.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're batting like 700. Is that what you told me?
No. Oh, I said I had a good league where I hit 650, I think, in the league this year in the 60 division in the 50s.
That's all right, man.
I think I hit 520, something like that.
You're the Shohei Ohtani of the team. You ought to pitch, too. You ought to be pitching, too.
Well, keep in mind, like hitting keeps getting, I wouldn't say better, but you don't lose the skill of hitting. If you can hit, you can hit. But what happens is the pitching declines.
Oh.
You go from having to face, you know, when I was playing in the 40s and 30 divisions years ago, guys could still bring it. I mean, heck, I
throw in 80 miles an hour.
Oh, mid-80s, yeah. But as you get older, I mean, you don't see a fastball above 75. So, you know, it's a much easier target. You're going after pitches that you know you have to wait on and feast on. You know,
mad respect for the fact that you still do that at a high level. Honestly, I'm not being trite about that. I couldn't do it. I went to a amateur pro-am baseball game for charity a few years back at that Carshield Field, and they had Brad Thompson, who was just a few years retired at that point, was pitching for the other team. And I didn't see the ball leave his hand. I heard it slap into the glove behind me, and I looked down, and the guy had the ball, and I'm like, "How? I didn't see the damn ball. I didn't even see the ball." So
it sounded like a strike.
And I went into the I think maybe – who I'm trying to remember who was in the – who was pitching for us, former Cardinal. I'll think of his name in a minute. But I went in, I'm like, how fast do you think Thompson's still throwing? He goes, oh, he's in the high 80s. And I'm like, holy cow. Like, and these guys are hitting 95-mile-an-hour fastballs in the big leagues.
I know,
holy
Brad.
Cow.
Was he really bringing it to a bunch of amateurs at that hard?
He said, I know he can still throw it in the high 80s. I have no idea, Dan. I didn't have a radar gun on it.
It just looked
all
like.
All I know is some people can see the lines on the balls that's coming at them. I didn't even see the ball. So that's a problem.
Funny.
I did finally foul. I fouled one off, so I made contact before I struck out. So that was okay.
That's funny. I played one of those fantasy camps one time, and first time up, you know, John Tudor's just flipping them up there. He was the fantasy camp pitcher, former Cardinal pitcher.
Yeah.
And he's just flipping them up there, and I hit one. I hit a ball really hard, like in the gap, and you know, one hopped the wall. And next time up, he throws the first one at my head, and then he bears down, and he's still throwing like 82, 83. But his hook, I've never seen a curveball. Like that's why after college, I didn't go any farther because I could never hit that curveball. It was like off a table, a 12-6, and I mean, it just disappeared. I was like, man, it was there, and then it wasn't, you know?
Uh-huh.
But the difference between that level of play and what we play – now, we do have, you know, former big league players who we play against. You know, I've been down there at base Darryl Strawberry. I mean, there's guys who've gone down after their playing days are over and still play in these leagues. Ricky Mailer, the Necro brothers have played down there.
Really?
And, oh, yeah, yeah.
Knuckleballing it down
there.
Oh,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Phil, yeah.
I remember those guys.
Yeah, and we – Oil Can Boyd, remember him?
I do.
He could still bring it. I faced him several times back when he was playing in the league. So, yeah, so you play guys, and again, hitters can keep playing. I mean, guys who are in the big leagues, it's easy for them to come out. Pitchers, their arms are usually shot by like 50 years old.
I can imagine.
Yeah, they can't keep Woo! Going. So.
Says me who winces in pain when I reach for the high shelf to get something. so, yeah,
crunch.
I'm feeling you. I am feeling it. All right, we got a good show for you today. We're going to, you know, the SNAP benefits, the Schumer shutdown is going to cause little children to start starving on Saturday. So what these Democrats have managed to do is work the country into a frenzy for no reason whatsoever. They could have the government, they could have refunded it 29 days ago with no change in what we were doing, but they wouldn't do that because, as they've now admitted, they needed this because they have no other leverage, and this is the only way they could get health care for illegal aliens is to starve little children. That starts Saturday. And it's ugly. And you know what it's going to mean. It's going to mean these local food banks have a lot more demand because people are going to have to eat. And we're going to talk to the folks from Operation Food Search a little later this morning. A couple of easy ways you can donate
If you'd like to donate, besides just loading your car up with food and then driving it down there, they take cash donations as well to try to help people out through all of this. So we'll get to more on that later. We've got the Missouri Attorney General, Catherine Hanaway, is going to call in here because there's a new sheriff in town. Actually, the current sheriff is in jail, and they've appointed a temporary sheriff, as you probably heard reported. Catherine Hanaway has played a role in all of that, and we're going to get the Attorney General on here this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. Of course, Shannon Bream, Griff Jenkins, Tommy Ackerman will be in here about 6:35 as well. So we got lots of good stuff for you. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
The subpoena requested records and communications related to over 430 individual and organizations. All of them appear to be aimed at Republicans.
Wow, pretty shocking stuff yesterday there from, how old is Chuck Grassley now? Is he 90? That dude is getting up there, man.
Yeah, he
was pointing out this Operation Arctic Freeze, which, oddly enough, a Democratic special prosecutor, Jack Smith, only seemed to be targeting Republicans and Republican members of Congress on top of that. It's the Watergate of the Biden era.
We're day 29 of the shutdown. It's a soap opera. If I were naming this soap opera, I'd call it As the Stomach Turns.
Yeah, Senator Kennedy, back at it again. Here we go. 29 days. I really think they're going to wait till Monday or Tuesday when people panic. There are riots in the street over the snap guards, and then they're going to come back. I hope the Republicans hold firm. This is not their fault.
I never want to wake up, and so far I've never woken up and thought to myself, how do I make myself president of the United States? What I wake up and think to myself is, how do I do a good job as vice president?
Which he's doing, by the way. He was at a TPUSA event yesterday with Erica Kirk and just crushing it. He was standing up taking questions. The vice president of the United States.
It was wild.
Remember the last one, the word salad, the Venn diagrams, all that stuff? He stood up and took individual questions randomly
for an hour
from students in the audience.
For an entire hour. It was awesome.
Something to watch.
And all my MAGA friends who are, cheering on these illegal killings need to imagine who gets killed when President Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says that it doesn't matter what the law says. She's going to do what she's going to do.
Jim Himes, he's a left winger from Connecticut, says last night, you better quit blowing up these drug boats. Because it's illegal. You think it's okay now, but what about when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is president and she's blowing up, diesel engine trucks? I mean, what was he suggesting there? That you think it's okay now, but when a Democrat president's doing it, you're not going to be okay with it. If we could find a Democrat president with the cojones to attack the drug cartels on their home base, I'm all for it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not too worried about that. And it's certainly not the brainless one, AOC. So that is not a big concern. I think that was a dumb statement.
Yeah, it is.
Actually.
Big
all right.
Show ahead, brother. You got a lot of good stuff.
We got lots of stuff here. Yep. We're looking forward to it. We're going to get to
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quick break. And
the subpoena requested records and communications related to over 430 individual and organizations. All of them appear to be aimed at Republicans. A subpoena to Event Strategies requested records relating to Turning Point USA and the Republican Attorney General's Association. One subpoena to Apple sought records relating to Trump and the January 6th prison choir.
Can you believe this? What they have uncovered in this Operation Arctic Blast is separate from everything else you can think of. The Mueller report, the fake Steele dossier, the cover-up of Joe Biden's rapid mental decline, all of that. Beside all of that, this right here is the smoking gun for the lawfare that has happened in this country under Joe Biden. This is it. This is the use of the Department of Justice to persecute your political enemies. And some people are looking at me, probably listening to me right now, Dan, thinking, well, that's not a surprise. They've been doing that to Trump for 10 years. Well, they have. But here's what you need to understand. In the middle of Joe Biden's administration, the Jack Smith case didn't come along until they started getting worried that Donald Trump might run for re-election. And they decided to sic a biased left-wing hardcore prosecutor to do everything they could to destroy Donald Trump by trying to accuse him of starting the riots on January 6th, they of course, which is BS, because I was there on the Ellipse listening to his speech. He didn't do that. That's not what happened. There's no evidence that that's what happened. So they start subpoenaing telephone records of every Republican group and thing they can find related to that day, all on a search and destroy mission to prosecute their political opponent. And now maybe today you look at this and you realize, well, I know why they were so afraid of him, because he's been the most effective president in my lifetime in getting things done and doing what's best for America, which is not making the government bigger and wasting trillions of dollars overseas that, oh, coincidentally, got funneled back to Democrats in this country.
Right.
This is huge. I don't know how to say it any better.
You called it that this is the Watergate of the Biden administration.
This is it.
I would argue it's 10 times, 20 times worse than what Nixon did in Watergate.
Well, I agree. I mean, I'm not equating it that it's only
but it's
only
that
like
kind of
water.
A scandal. Yeah. And again, there are members of our mainstream media who still refuse to pick this story up. Can you believe that? This is the story of the century if you're a political reporter. Like, wait a minute, you're telling me that an entire branch of the federal government was looking into the affairs of dozens, if not hundreds, of organizations and political enemies of one of the parties and spending our resources to basically do the dirty work and the surveillance and the spying and the name smearing? I mean, think of the lives that they went after, all the J6ers, all of the TPUSA people. I mean, it is so appalling that our federal government did this to thousands of Americans when you start factoring in these organizations, that they literally went on a witch hunt of their political enemies.
The subpoenas
people should be outraged.
Requested records and communications related to over 430 individuals and organizations, all aimed at Republicans.
All
Operation Arctic Frost was a taxpayer-funded witch hunt launched in April of 2022 when they realized Donald Trump was thinking of running against them again. They couldn't stand it. They sought to destroy him. That's what the Biden DOJ did.
And the swamp raised up to stop it.
Take your claims of lawfare by the Trump people and shove it. We'll be back in just a minute.
But don't give a f***.
It is our Thankful Thursday. And on Thankful Thursday, normally I go out, find somebody on social media. Then I'm just thankful for them, for their message, for the truth that they're telling. Today, though, I'm going to a guy that I'm just thankful that he's the Vice President of the United States of America. Because what I witnessed last night at the TPUSA event at Ole Miss is I watched our Vice President take the stage. He gave a message, and then in true honor of Charlie Kirk, he sat there for 1 hour and allowed college students to step up to the mic. He encouraged people who had opposing viewpoints to go to the front of the line. He didn't want a bunch of yes people. He wanted to be challenged in front of 10,000 people. The Vice President of the United States made himself that vulnerable to say, I'm willing to take whatever you got. Bring it forward. He had no... You could tell everybody stepping up there, he didn't have a list of questions or knew what was coming at him. And he just stood there and so articulately dissected the position of this administration, of his own personal beliefs. He covered everything from his faith to abortion to foreign affairs. And the clip we're going to use was a kind of a funny little guy who actually, I think, has comedic aspirations. And he asked the question about the National Guard going into communities. Is it dangerous for us to do such a thing when we know that our opposition could do the same thing? Here's the question, but listen to the answer of JD. And I think it's bold how he sets up the fact that we can't be fearful of what a future Democratic generation or a Democratic leader might do to us. We've got to do what's necessary now. So here is your Vice President of the United States fielding a question at Ole Miss last night, and I'm just thankful on this Thursday that he is our Vice President of the United States. Hit it.
What is the difference between what you're doing and how could we prevent someone from abusing that power?
Yeah, so look, I understand where the question is coming from, and I think it's a fair question. And it's going to sound like I'm being sarcastic, and it really is not meant in any offense. But when you talk about what could another administration do, to take a wild hypothetical example totally off the top of my head, what if Joe Biden sent the Federal Bureau of Investigation to start arresting his political opponents? Okay. So here's something that I want conservatives, I want every conservative to remember. It's an important part of my entire political philosophy is we cannot be afraid to do something because the left might do it in the future. The left is already going to do it regardless of whether we do it. That is the takeaway of the last 40 years.
Amen to that. And I just loved as he stood up there, you could tell every answer was an insightful, truly belief at his core. He didn't sugarcoat stuff.
No, he didn't have notes. He didn't need notes. Could you imagine Kamala Harris doing something like that? She wouldn't even let journalists ask her question, let alone members of the audience.
How about AOC? Could you literally see AOC sitting up there taking completely blind questions about everything from her personal life? And then one question was about how he and his wife, who grew up in different religions, have different religions. She was grew up Hindu. She's not converted to Christianity yet. He did even share that he hopes someday that she does embrace Jesus and embrace the Christian faith. But they collectively agreed they would raise their children Christian. But, I mean, that's a deep personal decision. But he talked about that, that as couples and as parents, you need to have dialogue and discussions and know all that going in of what you plan to do and how you plan to do it. And the two of them came to that agreement. And he said, you know, I just found it to be vulnerable. I found it to be honest. This guy wasn't pulling punches. He obviously, that answer there was spot on, going, if we live in fear of what might happen down the line, we know the Democrats are going to do crazy stuff if they ever get back in power.
Well,
we have to be bold to take over our cities again.
And in reference to what he brought up there about the persecution of political opponents, he went a little further near the end of that.
Yes, he did.
The end of that comment. I've got
the.
We've
you got the rest
here.
Of it?
Yeah,
oh, let's play that.
Yeah, what I'm worried about, frankly, is what the far left already did with American law enforcement. And that is the thing that we have to prevent against. And the answer to that question is you make sure the people who did it face penalties for using the federal power against American citizens. And by the way, that's exactly what we're trying to do. Thank you.
Thank you, J.D.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the question was framed, if you're using the National Guard in these towns and it's been great and crime's down and blah, 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 you know, I mean, the kid completely agreed with the idea, but what if a Democrat did that? Well, I mean, he said if Joe Biden wanted to use the National Guard to reduce crime, been great, but I don't think he was ever going to do that.
In a red state, he even said.
In a red state, yeah.
He goes, if he wants to go into a red state where the crime rate is 10 times that of a third world country and wants to clean up our streets, I don't think we'd oppose that.
No.
Right? Because we know that safe streets is the beginning of a democracy.
It's everything that comes out of the mouth of the left is an attempt to spin the truth. Not a single National Guard member in this country has arrested anyone. They haven't shot anyone. They haven't abused anyone. They have gone into specific locations to protect federal property or protect federal employees. Period. They're not being used for law enforcement at all. And that's the lie of the left. We don't need troops on our streets.
It's a federal takeover of our community.
You need something because you won't police them. You won't use your police to actively police them.
Oh, no, just the
opposite. They love telling that lie.
Just the opposite. Not only do they say don't police them and don't do that, but don't support those federal officers when they're in danger.
Right.
They literally have a stand down order in Chicago to tell cops not to support federal cops. Do you understand how horrific that is, especially in the law enforcement community, that a cop can't go help another cop in distress or under attack?
Well, even the That's union up there was disgusted by it.
Oh, they were outraged. Yeah. The officers were like, are you kidding me? We're being told to stand down while federal officers are being attacked? I mean, insane. And if you know the fraternity of policemen, that's crossing a line that no politics should ever to tell an officer he doesn't have the right to go protect and help another officer in need. That's just amazing. But boy, if something ever happened where they needed that National Guard to come in and help out, they'd be the first to call and say, oh, we need the National Guard. Please declare the national emergency so we can bring in our guard. No, you know, it's the fact that the national emergency is you're losing 500 people a year to gunshots in Chicago. That's your emergency.
I have always said that if you are confronted by a police officer and you disobey the commands of that police officer and or you strike or hit or try to injure a police officer, whatever happens to you next is 100% completely on you. Whatever happens next is completely your fault. And a little later, Dan, I've got a soundbite from a congressional, lefty congressional candidate up near Chicago, who decided she'd go to an ICE facility and stand in front of a car to prevent an ICE officer from driving away after an arrest. And now she's shocked that she's been charged with a crime. She tries to claim it's some violation of her First Amendment right. Well, you know, you can stand on the side of the road and yell at them all you want. When you step in front of their car and lay hands on it and try to stop them from going somewhere, you have then crossed the line.
That's right.
She's lucky she didn't get run over, because if I was driving the car, I would have applied a little more force to the gas than this officer did. I thought he showed great restraint. She's now shocked that she's going to be charged in that case.
Yeah, you start impeding officers from doing their job. You now are accessory to the crime.
And all these screaming lefties, of course, up there in Chicago, oh, they're all backing her. They can't believe she's been arrested. There's video of what she did. She didn't do it once. They didn't arrest her the first time she did it. They did arrest her the second time she did it for impeding a law enforcement officer.
Have you seen the video of the New York City police officer who was trying to run down a suspect and some lady stuck her leg out trying to trip him as he went by?
They arrested her.
Good.
Good.
He stopped going after the suspect he was running after and turned around and cuffed her.
I was like, yes, that's awesome. Absolutely.
I love it. I'm like, okay, you think it's cute to, you're going to trip an officer as he's trying to do his job and get a bad guy? The guy was wanted for, like, I think, stealing a purse from somebody, and he was running down the sidewalk, and this lady literally stuck her leg out trying to trip him. He jumps over her leg, but once he landed, he just put the brakes on, turned around, and cuffed her. Man, we need more of that.
Yes, we do.
That's right.
There was a video going viral a couple weeks ago of a guy that runs up to a line of officers, and he throws a water bottle or something at one of them. And then he turns around to run, and some guy executes a perfect tackle on him and slams him to the ground like a citizen who's watching.
Love it.
Lays him out, and then a gun falls out of his waistband when he hits the ground. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's a great
gosh.
Video. You're like, man, whoever coached that guy, that was not helmet-to-helmet contact.
No.
That was a square tackle in the middle of the guy's stomach and just took him to the ground.
That's right.
Wrap
up and lift. Yep.
I love
That's
that.
That's awesome.
All right. Good one, Dan. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stay tuned.
Little do the government know, we about to have a motherfucking purge about our motherfucking food stamps. It's about to be a motherfucking purge. Y'all need to start preparing yourselves. All y'all Walmart workers, prepare yourself.
Prepare yourself, Walmart workers. There's about to be a purge. This is the kind of stuff floating around on TikTok right now. And people are directing their anger in the wrong direction, but you're starting to see just the front edges of this right now. And the Democrats are hoping for this. This is exactly what the Democrats want to happen. They want police to have to go into a Walmart and arrest people who are trying to steal food, and then they want to try to blame it on the Republicans. But I got to be honest with you. The polls show the American people aren't buying that stuff. They're just not buying it. They don't believe the lies. Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, I think they're going to have to collapse here at some point. They're going to find five members of the Senate who don't face re-election next year. They're going to let them break ranks and vote to get the government open again to try to save face. But this is not going to end well. These people are insane. Listen.
I'm literally not asking for help. I'm literally not asking for a job. I just want my benefits back. I don't feel the need to pay for food. I have food stamps since 2016. Yes, taxpayers. So you trying to take it away now? I don't think so.
It's like you're owed this. Now, I'm going to play a bite here. I'm going to play one more of these, and I'm going to play something that I picked up this morning from Adam Carolla. Do you know who Adam is?
Oh, yeah, the comedian. He's outrageously funny.
Oh, my gosh. And maybe he carries it a little too far and gets into fat shaming. I don't know. But one more of these TikTokers here. Listen.
So y'all motherfuckers want to cut off the food stamps. Cut off the food stamps in the most important month that motherfuckers. Food stamps.
November.
What did you think was going to happen? I live in Philadelphia. What do you think is going to happen? Well, there's people out here riding, stealing, and all this. Where you think I'm going to be?
Yeah. So they're warning you. You did this in November, blah, 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 blah. You got to wonder in the back of your head, did the Democrats plan this all out in advance? Did they say, we're going to let this ride until we get into the month of November when people don't get their benefits anymore? Maybe it'll turn around in our favor.
Didn't I say that right out of the gate? I said that right out of the gate. Remember
that,
when you said
they wanted chaos?
And I said the plan here is not to get what they want. This is a way for them to disrupt the successes of the Trump administration, just as they, did previously by the BLM riots. This is their playbook, right? When things are going too well and Trump's having too much success, we have to throw chaos and, mayhem into the mix so that they can achieve their goal of, government intervention, right? To show people the importance and that they can gain control, because that's what's going to – it will take military National Guard action to squell what possibly could happen in the weeks ahead, as people truly, what do these stores do? Do they shut down to avoid? Do they just bar their doors? Well, what does that do to the rest of society who now can't get food? Anybody who loves socialism, you better pay really close attention to
what's
this
about to happen.
Right. Yes. Because this is what the government can do to you, right? When they're
they
in control
your entire life.
Right
this
now,
this is just a glimpse of it.
1 in 8 people rely on SNAP in America, right?
Right.
And they have the ability, just because they can't get to a budget agreement, have the ability to shut off your food supply. Just think about that for one brief minute. If you are a fan of socialism, you better pay attention to this, because they have the ability to turn off the tap whenever they feel like it. And that's what the Democrats are doing. But, hopefully this will backfire on that. That their constituents will put their anger where it needs to be. And that's towards the Democrats who have brought this upon themselves and brought this upon our country, because they refuse to get to the bargaining table. And they don't have bargaining chips. What they're asking for is ridiculous.
The Republicans are not giving up all the wins of this past year in the budget cuts and the DOGE cuts and getting all they're asking for. All the Republicans are saying is we're going back to pre-COVID premiums for health care. That's all we're doing. That's all they are doing. They are cutting out a subsidy that has been put in place during COVID to give people a break on their health care benefits that the Democrats just want to live on in perpetuity. Well, we're way past COVID,
yeah,
right? And the economy is going well. People can get back to paying the same premiums they were paying in 2020. And that's all the Republican proposal is calling for.
It doesn't matter. People don't forget that it's the free cheese.
Yeah.
That kills the mouse in a mousetrap. They're there for the free cheese. Here is Adam Kroll. Now, please bear in mind before you send nasty emails to the radio station, he's a comedian. He's talking about the people who currently get SNAP benefits, and the whole thing is tongue in cheek. But I kind of thought it was kind of funny anyway. I'm sorry. Here it is. Listen,
this whole thing of like 40 million people are going to go hungry. First off, those 40 million people average an extra 40 pounds on them over the average working American. If you took the average person that's on SNAP getting free food and the average person that gets no free food from the government, the average female who gets no free food from the government is 146 pounds. The average SNAP recipient is 211 pounds. So
this is
it a
case
food?
Is our case
I know. First off, we talk about going hungry. Nobody could benefit from a nice fast more than the SNAP recipient.
Adam Carolla at whatever place he's working. Email him if you didn't like that. They're comedians. He's a comedian.
And a lot of comedians are having kind of a field day with this. He's about the third or fourth one I've heard. You know, one person said this is going to crush the nail salon industry because people are going to have to dip into their nail salon and hair salon.
When the weed fees. Industry, like we learned yesterday,
the
man.
The weed industry, because people are going to have to use their weed money in order to eat.
Oh, woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people taking advantage from the comedic world.
Well, if you're not smoking as much, maybe you won't be as hungry.
Yeah.
Just a thought. All right, Kel, we got Tom Ackerman coming up in the next hour. We'll talk more about the blues when we come back. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.